This is Sean with Voices of St. Joan of Arc, and I'm on the phone with Mark and Brenda Hendry. How are you two doing today?
We're doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Doing pretty good. So I'll kind of do this, I don't want to say dueling banjo style, but essentially, Brenda, what city were you born in and what year? And then the same thing for Mark.
What year?
Yeah,
I was born in Johnson County, Indiana, in Franklin.
Okay. And then, Mark, yourself?
I was born in New Albany, Indiana, 1956.
All right. So who was connected to St. Joan of Arc first?
I think we were connected together. I mean, we were married at the time.
So
we got married down in Franklin.
Okay, then how did you get connected with St. Joan of Arc?
We were living on the north side of Indianapolis and started going to a church here.
I mean, did somebody expose you to it, take you to it? Was there an original bridge, or did you just hear about it? Or
yeah, we were aware of St. Joan of Arc through the French Market. I mean, I guess that's our original awareness of St. Joan of Arc, but no, we weren't specifically.
We just popped in one day.
Yeah.
Just popped in one day. All right, so you both have gotten involved with St. Joan of Arc. If you'd like to, Brenda, if you'd like to go first, basically just go over kind of the different positions or and groups and things that you've been involved with yourself.
Well, Mark and I started out with RCIA. I was a sponsor. I've been involved with the stewardship committee, with evangelization right now. I'm on the parish council. A friend and I, Jean Zander and I, put a book together about the art of St. Joan of Arc. It's a prayer book. And, those kind of activities.
Okay, and then Mark?
Yeah, I was a team lead and sponsor as needed with RCIA for six or seven years as a lector, Eucharistic minister. I helped with altar server training. And recently, information for the permanent diaconate for the Archdiocese of Indianapolis.
Okay. All right, so as far as some of the favorite moments you've experienced together as well as individually, what and maybe who was involved in those moments, what would some you'd like to share?
Well, I guess for me, one of my favorite moments was when we were first going to St. Joan of Arc, and I had been going to daily mass a few times, and there were a group of ladies who like maybe the second or third time I went to daily mass, they stopped me at the door on the way out and wanted to welcome me and ask who I was and what my story was and just kind of get to know me a little bit better. I thought that was kind of fun.
That's great. And Mark, what about yourself?
I think when I first got started there, we were, like most Catholics, picked a mass time and picked a pew to sit in, you know, assigned seats. And the guys around me, I remember Carl Hendricks and Michael Kinney, said, you know, the minute this mass, the 8:30 mass on Sunday morning, the minute this mass has to wear a suit and tie on third Sunday of the month. I said, what? And they said, yeah. So I said, okay, I'll buy. The third Sunday of the month, they all showed up with suit and tie. So I don't know if it was a joke or what, but we wore suit and ties for the third Sunday of the month for a long time.
Do you know why that is? Where'd that start? Why is that a thing?
I have no idea. It's just been there. I mean, Carl is no longer with us on this rock, but Mike is, and I think it's just something they did. It's the way of bringing me into the, you know, being new, bringing me into the group, because, you know, maybe I took one of their seats, I don't know, but... I don't know why. I have no idea why they did that.
They just camaraderie, maybe. I don't know. There's a lot of traditions within faith, you know, overall.
Yeah, it is.
So what would be, let's say French Market, or let's say Christmas. What would be some other moments that you could remember that, you know, were really kind of neat and that helped you kind of bond with the other parishioners?
Well, for me, Easter Vigil Mass. I think it's one of the nice masses around for many reasons. Not only for the liturgical part of it, but for what happens there. I'm surprised there's not that many people that go, but Easter Vigil Mass is a really wonderful Mass to attend. French Market, of course. I mean, lots of camaraderie, good food, good beer, good music. The neighborhood gets involved. You know, I mean, people come and they don't know, they're not familiar with St. Joan of Arc, but we have a chance to, you know, talk to them by just sheer number of people. Everybody's vying for a table. People sit down and they'll introduce themselves and a good conversation about the church, what we do here. I think I find that interesting. Yeah.
And then, Brenda, what about yourself?
Yeah. I think one of my favorite memories, especially early on, was going to the Stations of the Cross and other parishes that I've been to. It's been kind of a dry dry thing, and at St. Joan of Arc, it's, I mean, I don't know with COVID if it'll be the same, but it was more organic, where people got up and actually made the Stations of the Cross, and I was struck by the number of families with little kids who were doing that too, and it just made the parish feel vibrant.
Wow. So,
along the same lines, you know, one thing we noticed when we first started going there, especially the, I'd call it the older generation, the ones that were the matrons, if you will, of the parish, they noticed that we were new, and it was very welcoming. I mean, they came up and they introduced themselves, and it made you feel welcome.
That's great. So let's kind of be more specific, and you both can bring up, you know, a few people of who always has helped support you and that you admire, that has done a lot for the church. Brenda, who would you like to mention?
Well, I have to mention our pastor, Father Roberts. I mean, he's so pastoral and such a wonderful teacher. He loves the faith, and he works harder than anybody I've ever known as a Catholic priest, with his teaching style, with his command of the scriptures, and his ability to, you know, break down the moments, and just to, you know, get to know him. He's been very that's what we're looking for. Instrumental in helping me. He gives up his time when he's very busy. I think he's one of a kind.
Yeah, and I think, of course, Father Roberts has been great. He's a great pastor. But in terms of, like, developing friendships, I mentioned Gene Zander earlier with the book. But our work together at St. Joan of Arc is really, our friendship has really blossomed through that work together. And so there are a group of people that that, you know, we've just gotten close to through our through going to St. Joan of Arc.
Sure. Well, is there any other moments or things you'd like to bring up before we close this out, or anything you'd like to just say in general?
I don't think so for me.
Yeah, that's pretty much it for me, too.
Okay. All right. Well, I really appreciate your time, and obviously at voicesofstjoanofarc.com is where they're all going to be housed, and if you could just stand the line just for two more seconds, I'm going to close this out, and thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.